ABC Radio Australia.
Well, tens of thousands of Indians were brought to Fiji in the late 1800s. They were considered to be a cheap source of labour for the British to use in their colonies around the world. And today, thousands of Fijians identify themselves as descendants of those workers. And while the government in Fiji claims that it is now a multiracial country that celebrates all different ethnicities that exist, some education experts say that the role of those Indians who arrived some 140 years ago is being overlooked in some schools, as Kelvin Anthony reports.
And so, 100 years after those 1879 pioneers had landed, Fiji celebrated its Girimit centenary.
Fiji is a multiracial country built on the blood, sweat and sacrifices of the indigenous or Itaukei people and indentured labourers from India known as Kirmitiyas. Frank Mainimarama, the Fijian Prime Minister, made this remark at the 140th anniversary of the arrival of the first of the 60,000 or so labourers who came from India.
For far too long, the history of the Kirmitiya languished on the sidelines of Fijian history. Those who had underwent a formal education, our curriculum included little or no teaching at all on Kirmit.
Mr. Mainimarama's statement led University of Fiji academics Salesh Kumar and Nanise Ralonga to co-author a research paper to find out how much emphasis is given to Girmit history in Fiji's education system. They found that the Fijian government's education revolution doesn't go far enough to teach primary and secondary school students the impact the Girmitiyas have had on the nation. Salesh Kumar, who is of Indian heritage, is a language and linguistics lecturer and says the Indian indenture system is of national significance. But Fijian children, he says, aren't been given the opportunity to learn about it in schools.
While Girmitiya history and culture is very much popular outside schools, and we have ad hoc cultural and social events organized to commemorate the contribution of Girmitiyas in reshaping Fiji's future, particularly the education revolution. But there is a general lack of discussion about this in the education system.
Fijians of Indian descent make up almost 40% of Fiji's population. Miss Ralonga, an indigenous Fijian and co-author of the paper, analyzed the history materials available in schools from 2015 to 2018 for year 9 to year 12 students. She found that young people knew very little about such an important part of Fiji's history.
It's sad to note that they were mostly from the lower level of thinking, like just trying to remember the dates. And I think if we push this up at the high level where students are able to critically analyze and assess why they came and the impacts that it had, not only to the society and the culture, but also to the economic development of our country. But is this possible to do this with the type of assessment that we have? That is a big question.
And Mr. Kumar adds, this is why Girmit history should be part of the school curriculum.
It should have been part of the system right from the very beginning. So we feel that the uniqueness of Girmitiyas is undervalued in the school curricula at this point in time. So we don't see how students can study Fiji's history properly without recognizing, evaluating and describing how the Girmitiyas played a significant role in shaping current actions and values and maybe proposed processes and actions to build a better Fiji.
The Curriculum Advisory Services is responsible for reviewing, designing and implementing national school curriculum in Fiji. Eparama Vivuke is Senior Education Officer specializing in history at Fiji's Education Ministry. Mr. Vivuke told Pacific Beat that concepts about Girmit history is taught across various subjects in secondary schools. However, he said that the Education Ministry is always looking to improve its curriculum. Salesh Kumar and Nanise Ralonga say they'll be working with the relevant education officials to map out how the history of the Girmitiyas can be included in the school curriculum.
We need the curriculum officers and educators like us at the university level to closely work with the teachers in this area. We need to improve the constructive alignment process.
We want this to be part of the education system, especially for the present day, the Fijians of Indian descent, to find their identity, who they are, where they came from, and what made them. I know this is going to be a complex process, but the history curriculum needs to be much more reflective of Girmitiya history and culture.